For WKMS News, I'm Chad Lampe. Good afternoon. It's 4:45. A spaceship-like motorcycle was spotted by motorists today in Murray. The cone-nosed red and white machine has a tubular trailer.
Close-coupled articulated monopod. Podsicle, yes. Yeah.
This is the Podsicle pilot.
Philip Fennell. That's two L's. Rhymes with hell.
The 79-year-old Fennell is from Vancouver, British Columbia. He's in town after a trip through the Appalachian Mountains to meet a friend who's celebrating 40 years in the motorcycle business. He stopped off at a local bike shop to repair a flat tire on the back of his Podsicle. The small trailer acts as his bed when he stops off to find a hidden and safe place to camp for the night.
This was most probably the world's most photographed motorcycle. I mean, in museums, those classic and antique motorcycles, they have more pictures taken of them. But out there on the road, this is a tremendous attention getter. And that's why when I had my extra breakfast this morning, I hid it in the back of an abandoned garage and hid under the trees and didn't need the attention.
Fennell has completed two world tours and was about to embark on his third.
But I worried about my health. It wasn't going to go until next year. And that's why the machine is in Russian color. And I don't expect I'll go. Now I'm going back, I'll check the motorcycle out thoroughly, and I'm heading for Newfoundland and Labrador to make a complete circle of North America. Then I've completed all states, countries, and territories in North and South America, twice around the world, 74 countries.
A quick Google search for Phil Fennell yields quite a few results and YouTube videos. The top result is his membership in the Canadian Motorcycle Hall of Fame. Fennell's entry notes his early life in England and his time in the British Army. In an accident, he nearly lost his right leg. The injury still plagues him today and impacts his ability to ride.
I'm lame, so I have to have my feet forward, which is a disadvantage because I can't raise myself out of the saddle. The road is real rough. So I do pull up in the bars, and I try, and if I see a hole I can't avoid, I get off the seat a little bit.
One of Fennell's greatest achievements, he says, is driving across Canada in the coldest parts of winter. Fennell also drove to and on the Arctic Ocean in temperatures so cold that he had to build a fire under his motorcycle just to get it to start. He says it takes a special person to complete these feats.
It takes a will, and some courage, and a lot of expertise, and determination, and the time to do it. Nowadays, I'm just retired.
Fennell says he has plenty of time, and he's in no hurry.
My new motorcycling philosophy is low-anxiety riding, not going into the corners, you know, on the ragged edge of terror and wondering whether I'm going to make it the other side. No, I just tootle along, because people are pushing me a lot. People say, how fast do you go, Fennell? Because my reputation wasn't being very fast. I said, as slow as I can, as fast as I must.
And that's just what Fennell plans to do as he straddles his Podsicle and heads to Maryland, where he might visit one of his earlier machines that's sitting in a museum. I'm Chad Lampe in Murray.